The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين ورحمة للعالمين وصلى الله على آله الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. I'd like to just present to you a selection that I made from a passage of this speech of Bibi Fatima Zahra salawatullah alayha. Where she highlights the purpose and the benefit which is expected from some of the concepts and rituals that we have in Islam. Where she says, وَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْإِيمَانِ, number one, she talks about Iman. وَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْإِيمَانِ تَطْحِيرًا لَكُمْ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ. This is this whole idea of the Iman and the Aqidah that we have in Islam, the belief system. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed this for you as a way of purifying you from shirk. Shirk means polytheism, to associate anyone in the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because shirk is known to be al-dhulm al-azim. You know, it is a great zulm in the sense of great sin. It is a sin which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not willing to forgive. And this is important to realize that even Quran uses the word ashirk and describes it that as a zulm in the meaning of sin. That becomes more relevant, you know, when we hear this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was made imam and he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, I wish that this position of imamat be continue among my descendants. And Allah responds to his dua, but conditionally. He says, La yanali ahdi al-zalimeen. That I, you know, this covenant, this agreement, the promise I'm making to you about continuing this position of imamat among your descendants will not reach to those who are zalimeen. Zalimeen in all sense. Those who are unjust and those who were somehow associated with shirk. And that's why, you know, when you look at the position of our first imam, you know, one of the greatness is that he never ever, you know, put down his head in front of an idol. Even the Sunnis still about 50 years ago used to describe him in a unique way. Whenever they would mention the name of Ali, they would say, Karram Allah wajhu. May Allah bless or honor his face. Why? Because this is a face which never bowed down to an idol, compared to the other khulafa. But now even they say, oh, don't do that. Don't say that anymore. Just say, radiyallahu anhu. Like the way you describe others, because they would like to diminish any distinctive quality which was there from Amir al-Mu'mineen. But it has been there for centuries. Even if you go and look at the books written by the Sunni scholars in the past, you will see whenever they mention Ali, they say, Karram Allahu wajhu. So the first point that Bibi has here is that Iman is there to purify you from shirk. Was-salat, this prayer that we do, why is that? She's explaining what is the expectation that Allah has from us. Tanzihan lakum anil kibr. So that, you know, this would, you know, purify or keep you away from arrogance. Of course, when we go down to that level of doing sajda, that itself is a symbol of humility and expressing our humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you look at the level of the format of salat in the jama'at, in congregational form, there you come to realize even that kibr that we might have towards one another. You know, in individual prayers, I go down, bow down against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is my sense of humility towards Him. But in salat prayers, this is where there are no distinction, no reserved place for anyone. You know, and that is why Islam has so much emphasized the issue of salatul jama'ah. To the extent that if you look at the, you know, we always look for numbers, huh? What is in it for me if I do this? So we have a hadith that if there are two people, this is the reward. If there are three people in jama'at, this is the reward. It goes to 10. What are the hadith of the Prophet says? If there are 10 or more people in the jama'at, nobody knows the number of the reward which will be given to them. It is beyond the comprehension of even the malaika who are doing this task of writing down the reward. And so, you know, one of the treatment for arrogance is the issue of attending jama'at prayers. Number three, az-zakat tazkiyatun lin-nafs wa nima'an fil-rizq. It says giving in charity, the religious dues, whether it is wajib zakat or sadaqah or other forms of dues, this actually purifies the soul of the giver. And not only that, it actually becomes a source for increasing the sustenance that Allah has given to a person. As-siyam tasbitan lil-ikhlas. Fasting, what is the purpose of that? Bibi Fatima Zahra explains that this is actually is to, this strengthens this sense of sincerity of our intention. You see, all other actions that we do, we are doing something. So there is always this element of showing off. Namaz you do, Hajj you go for Hajj, Zakat or Khums or Sadaqat you are giving. So you're doing, you know, so the chances of showing off are there. But when it comes to fasting, you're not really doing anything. Other than, you know, when sometimes I say, unless you make a very gloomy face, and people say, what's happening? Say, I'm fasting today. Well, you know, but it doesn't come naturally. So fasting is an action that you are not doing anything. You are just refraining from certain things. And so people cannot see that. They cannot know about it. And therefore, this element of sincerity, ikhlas, that I'm doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes more pronounced when we talk about fasting. She goes on to say, "Wal hajj tash'eedan lid-deen." You know, hajj, this is by itself, is a way of strengthening the faith, because the power of the faith depends also on the unity of the ummah, and one way of, you know, expressing the unity of the ummah is by going for hajj.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور وعظيم
حيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.